Audio Renaissance presents The Abstinence Teacher by Tom Parada. Read for you by Campbell Scott.
Part 1. Some people enjoy it. Miss Morality. On the first day of human sexuality, Ruth Ramsey wore a short lime green skirt, a clingy black top, and strappy high-heeled sandals, the kind of attention-getting outfit she normally wouldn't have worn on a date. Not that she was going on a lot of dates these days, let alone to work. It was a small act of rebellion on her part, a note to self and anyone else who cared, that she was not a willing participant in the farce that would unfold later that morning in second period health and family life. On the way to homeroom, Ruth stopped by the library to deliver the grand, non-fat latte she regularly picked up for Randall, the reference librarian, a fellow caffeine junkie who returned the favor by making the midday Starbucks run. The two of them had bonded several years earlier over their shared revulsion for what Randall charmingly called the warmed-over Maxwell piss in the teacher's lounge, and their willingness to spend outlandish sums of money to avoid it. Randall kept his eyes glued to the computer screen as she approached. A stranger might have mistaken him for a dedicated information sciences professional, getting an early start on some important research, but Ruth knew that he was actually scouring eBay for vintage Hasbro action figures, a task he performed several times a day. Randall's partner, Gregory, was a successful real estate broker and part-time artist who built elaborate dioramas featuring the French resistance fighter G.I. Joe, an increasingly hard to find.